Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 28th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our History of Trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, Chicago was blanketed with smoke from the Canadian wildfires. I went downtown yesterday and wore a mask in my truck, and while I was outside walking, a reverse of wearing one inside due to concerns over COVID-19. The smoky smell permeated the city, and the sun was an orange ball in the sky on my drive home as it was covered by the wildfire smoke. The New York Times has a story about the wildfire smoke coming to Chicago and the Midwest. Chicago yesterday had the worst air quality of any city in the world, and the air quality level was classified as, quote, unhealthy, Crane Chicago Business reported. The world's largest food company, Nestle SA, is abandoning pledges made on behalf of major brands, including Kit Kat and Perrier, to become carbon neutral. Nestle joins firms like EasyJet PLC and Gucci owner Kering in backing away from carbon offsetting to meet zero emission targets, Bloomberg reports. Despite abandoning carbon offsets, Nestle is still committed to net zero 2050. On Friday at the annual City Against MND Cricket Day, 33,000 pounds were raised for the MND Association for Vital Research. You can still donate with a link in today's newsletter. I did not see an update on who won the David Setters Cricket Trophy 2023. Blockchain often bills itself as a trustless system, depending on software instead of intermediaries to ensure trust in transactions and the system. On the other hand, our markets are built on trust. Just ask Walt Lugin, FIA's president and CEO. His opening speech at IDX was titled, "Trust is Foundational to Open and Accessible Markets." I am with Walt. I put a lot of trust in our markets and in him. Clive Furness announced on LinkedIn that he is starting a new position as chief executive officer at the Contango Hedge Company. He was interviewed by Julie Ross at IDX, and we will have that video interview soon. He was also interviewed by JLN at the last FIA Expo in Chicago about the Contango Hedge. You can watch that video with a link in today's newsletter. The Nova News June issue from Nova Fori is out, bringing you insights on B2B marketplace innovations and tech advances spanning AI, sustainability, digital transformation, and more. Bloomberg reports that the price of pre-owned luxury watches from Rolex and Patek has hit a two-year low amid slowing economies and the crash in cryptocurrency prices. But then maybe people are saving their money to pay for art. Bloomberg also reported that a portrait by Gustav Klimt sold at auction at Sotheby's in London for a record $108 million, becoming the most valuable artwork to sell at auction in Europe. I published three short video snippets from my interview with Mark IV broker Mark LeMaster for the story titled, "The Smart Confirm Trading Floor Renaissance is Bringing New Life to the CME Trading Floor." You can see the video snippets with links in today's newsletter. of Mark talking about the advantage of the smart confirm technology, which has been adopted by half of the SOFR option broker groups since the floors reopened and has helped trading floor volumes grow from less than 50% to a current 67%. Our top three stories in JLN options yesterday were SpiderRock's Annabelle Baldwin on Block Trading Tools, a new options platform becoming an ATS, and Options on Futures. It's a JLN video from our OIC 2023 coverage. And the Smart Confirm Trading Floor Renaissance is bringing new life to CME Trading Floor. And crypto volatility options expirations create perfect storm for eToro to new users. Frequent risks in smaller increments is magic combination. Luli Demisay is the U.S. CEO of eToro, a global social trading platform with 32 million users in 100 countries. Demisay says, think of it as Twitter, and then on top of it a trading system, and then on top of that a place for people to practice. Social engagement drives that platform. When users log in, they see a broad feed of user thoughts on the assets, markets, and investing. As users navigate to each asset, they gain access to a unique feed that presents users' posts related to that specific offering. People can trade crypto, stocks, ETFs, and options, the latter made possible by eToro's recent acquisition of Gatsby, a commission-free option trading app. Futures could be a possibility someday. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, some Wall Street interns are raking in $120 an hour this summer. Wages have increased for summer jobs in finance as the industry tries to get young talent in the door. Interns at Wall Street firms are getting bigger paychecks this year as the finance industry seeks to attract more young people disillusioned by layoffs in tech. For finance jobs across the U.S., median intern pay jumped 19% at 16 top firms studied by Levels.fyi, which analyzes compensation data submitted by users. The bump was even higher at hedge funds and prop trading firms, where hourly pay surged 29% year over year to $111 or $4,400 before taxes for a 40-hour week, according to the company. My comment, where do I sign up? Here's a story from Business Insider. Huge New York landlord admits Fridays in the office are, quote, dead forever, unquote, and Mondays are, quote, touch and go. It looks like we're never going back to the office full time, at least not every day of the week. One of New York's biggest private landlords, Vornado Realty Trust, is betting on hybrid work being here to stay. The firm's chairman, Steve Roth, told investors recently that work on Fridays is likely dead forever. Even Mondays, he said, are touch and go, the Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday. My comment, when the smoke from Canada forces companies to move to Florida, the landlord won't even have Tuesday to Thursday. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, the tech sector's free pass must be canceled. Ignoring AI is the wrong response to ethical and social questions about it. How has the tech sector got away with exceptionalism for so long? Whenever the harmful effects of a new technology emerge, the largest clamor opposes regulation, arguing that it would strangle innovation and that the engineering is too complex for legislation. The costs may indeed be high, loss of trust, the degradation of democracy, the rising death toll of adolescence, but regulation would be a sacrilege against the crusade for knowledge and economic growth. Or so the argument goes. Even when apostate pioneers are in artificial intelligence, warn vociferously against its dangers, an equal and opposite cohort, sometimes even including the same voices, argues that the technology is too young to be constrained, that there isn't yet sufficient evidence of harm, and that the business can be trusted to do the right thing. My comment. What is the relationship between a lack of regulation for key high-growth sectors and profits from congressional stock trading? Profits are arguably greater with lower regulation. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, LIBOR's demise means no more rigging, but less flexibility. The interest rate, once dubbed the most important number in finance, finally dies this week. A seminal event occurs at the end of this week. Dollar LIBOR will finally die. The big question is, does its replacement, secured overnight financing rate, make the global financial system safer or just exposed to different risks? The London Interbank Offered Rate, set by daily panels of banks, was once dubbed the most important number in finance. It was a suite of borrowing costs covering a range of maturities for the world's major currencies. Hundreds of trillions of dollars of everything was tied to the LIBOR, from floating rate notes to residential mortgages to auto loans. My comment, no more rigging. Dear Marcus, you lack a certain imagination. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, climate risk, a major challenge for insurance industry, Treasury says. Agency says state regulators need to build on their so far limited efforts at getting the industry to address climate change-related risks. Climate-related risks are becoming an increasing challenge for insurers, the Treasury Department said, urging state regulators to step up their so far limited efforts to address the issue. Insurers faced a host of risks, from increased litigation to reputational harm associated with climate change, but the response from regulators remains in the early stages, the Treasury Department's Federal Insurance Office said in a report published Tuesday. My comment. If you want to know where the tip of the spear for climate risk is, look no further than the insurance companies. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story on Tuesday was the Bloomberg obituary, businessman James Crown killed in racetrack accident in Colorado at age 70. Second was Bloomberg's FTX lied to banks about commingled funds management alleges. And third was French Riviera mansion of long-dead Russian tycoon put on block, again from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story, our lead, is from Bloomberg. The headline, AI frenzy draws hordes to private markets in industry gold rush. Pre-IPO shares of AI and machine learning startups in vogue. Investors are bidding up OpenAI and Anthropic, Rainmaker says. The buzz around artificial intelligence has investors snapping up shares of startups on alternative venues, looking to find the next wave of technology giants before they even go public. AI and machine learning have remained the most in-demand sectors every month this year, accounting for 25 to 30% of investor interest, according to Equities and Securities, Inc., a marketplace for privately held shares. On Rainmaker Securities, a platform that facilitates secondary stock transactions for private businesses, investors are paying up for shares of companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, startups that are seen as leading the pack in AI. And then here's a story. This is also from Bloomberg. Bitpanda Pro spinout raises 30 million euro led by Thiels Valar. One Trading is seeking official MiFID trading venue license. Crypto shakeup spurs firms to toughen their regulatory base. Peter Thiels Valar Ventures has led a 30 million euro investment in a company created from the spin-out of Bitpanda Pro, helping fill a gap in Europe for a regulated marketplace for crypto derivatives. The independent platform is called One Trading and has applied to the Dutch financial watchdog for a trading venue license under the Markets in Financial Instruments Directive. Thiel already backs the exchange's former parent, Vienna-based Bitpanda GmbH. And then finally, here's a press release from FIA. FIA welcomes EU-UK MOU on regulatory cooperation in financial services. FIA welcomes the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the EU and UK on the regulatory cooperation in financial services. Clear derivatives markets are truly global and know no boundaries, so FIA is pleased to see this MOU as a tangible sign of the commitment between the EU and the UK to work together and ushered in a renewed era of cooperation, said FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced.